Easy and Happy English，
轻松快乐学英文。
救恩之声广播中心策划制作。
Welcome, my friend, to Easy and Happy English. I'm Catherine.
亲爱的朋友，你好，欢迎收听轻松快乐学英文。我是 Brad 德瑜。
My neighbor's dog is very noisy. It barks very often every day. What can I do?
我邻居的狗很吵，每天都叫得不停。我可以怎么做呢？
Today's sentence is from Proverbs chapter 24.Verse 28 in the Bible.
今天的经文在箴言24章28节。
Do not testify against your neighbor without cause, or use your lips to deceive. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 28.
箴言24章28节，不可无故做见证陷害邻舍，也不可用嘴欺骗人。
So let's learn about today's scripture.
我们了解一下这一节经文的意思。
Do not testify. Testify. T-E-S-T-I-F-Y. Testify.
Do not 就是不要怎么样怎么样。Testify 就是作证。做什么样的证人叫做 testify. T-E-S-T-I-F-Y. Do not testify. 不要做什么样的证呢？
Against your neighbor, neighbor, N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R, neighbor.
这样的作证是针对你的邻居而做的。Do not testify against, against 就是对着谁做啊。Your neighbor, your 就是你的 neighbor 就是邻居 N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R, neighbor.邻居，然后呢
？Without cause, cause, C-A-U-S-E, cause.
Do not testify against your neighbor. 不要对你的邻居作证。做什么样的证呢？就是没有原因、没有理由的这样子的假见证啊。Without 就是没有 ，without cause.Cause 就是原因或理由 Cause C-A-U-S-E Cause 这一小段中文圣经翻译成不可无故做见证陷害邻舍
Or use your lips Lips L-I-P-S Lips
Or 或者是 use 用什么呢 Your 就是你的 lipslips 就是嘴唇 L-I-P-S 或者是用你的嘴唇怎么样呢
To deceive Deceive D-E-C-E-I-V-E Deceive
Or use your lips 或者用你的嘴唇 To deceive To deceive 就是欺骗欺骗叫做 deceiveDeceive, deceive. 中文圣经把这一小段翻译成也不可用嘴欺骗人。
Now let's read the scripture together.
我们跟着 Catherine 老师来读今天的英文经文。
Do not testify against your neighbor without cause. Or use your lips...To deceive. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 28.
箴言二十四章二十八节，不可无故做见证陷害邻舍，也不可用嘴欺骗人。
Now let's have some sharing time.
我们现在进入分享的时间。
My neighbor's dog is very noisy. It barks a lot every day. What can I do?
我邻居的狗很吵，每天都常常叫个不停。我可以怎么做呢？
Even if you like dogs.
即使你喜欢狗。
When a dog does not stop barking.
当一只狗不停地在叫的时候。
It can be quite troubling.
实在很令人困扰。
You can first try to communicate with your neighbors.
你可以先试着跟你的邻居沟通一下。
If they are not home all day,
如果他们整天都不在家,
they might not know their dog is barking all the time.
他们很可能就是不知道他们的狗整天都在叫。
You should try to explain the problem without blame or accusations.
你应该试着让他们知道这个问题,解释这个问题,而不要先责骂,责怪或者是控告他们。
You can try to help figure out why the dog is barking.
你可以试着帮助他们找出来为什么这只狗一直的在叫呢?
And try to remove causes.
也帮助他们可以把这样的原因来移除。
If nothing works,
如果什么都没有用的话呢?
You can try notifying the proper authorities to help.
你可以试着通知我们政府的相关单位来协助。
Finally, let's listen to the verse once again.
最后我们再来听一次这一节的经文。
Do not testify against your neighbor without cause, or use your lips to deceive. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 28.
箴言24章28节不可无故做见证陷害邻舍，也不可用嘴欺骗人。
Thanks for listening.
谢谢你的收听。
Talk to you again soon.
希望很快跟你再聊聊。